Welcome to the Something New Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you such an incredible, fantastic woman. Her name is Linda Larson-Schlitz. So Linda, why don't you take
it? Hey. Thank you so much, Tanya. I really appreciate the opportunities you give and how exciting you are all the time trying to do something new. So this is just a great, great opportunity for those of us who want to do what we are created to do. And that is my story, is I am finally at a point where I'm not just getting a job to get a job because I need money. I'm doing what I was created to do. Now, a lot of people think, if you look back at my life and the things I've been through, they're like, you were created to be a drug addict and an alcoholic and go through two divorces and lose jobs and have two abortions and have this mess of a life. Well, I'll tell you, God doesn't create people to make bad choices. He creates us to do the logical good thing. You know, there's a good reason for the Ten Commandments thing. It's just basic, religious or not. If you look at the things behind it, there are some really good ideas to just following, doing the next best thing, and treating one another with kindness and love and helping each other to be the best we can be. So what I learned in my life and what I have come to call the Faucet of Hope, which is my organization, it's all about us being open vessels to letting God flow through us to others, to give them the hope that they don't have when tragedy strikes. And tragedy hits us all. For some, tragedy may be losing their pet. For someone else, it is an accident, or an illness, or a loved one passing away, or maybe it's a job loss, or a relationship that breaks up, or maybe it's just something that we have chosen to do that has had grave consequences to our lives and to others, and we got to find ways to deal with it. So hope for me is getting the help, the opportunity, and the praise, and the encouragement that we need. And I'll tell you what, the Public Speakers Association and Tanya Hoffman is a perfect example of that kind of hope. When I met Tanya, it was about, you know, I really want to do this. How do I do this? And she said, I can help you with that. And she's helped me with that. And here I am speaking to you today to introduce five other people that I want to have that same opportunity Tanya's given me, because this can be a blessing. When we have survived, and we all have survived whatever it is that life throws at us, every week, every month, every day, we are surviving things that really get other people to a point where they just shut down. They get angry. They maybe use alcohol and drugs or other self-destructive things to cope. And still, there are other people who completely give up and they kill themselves. They commit suicide. I was at that point when I thought I had done too many things wrong. I'd screwed up too much. I had done things that were so appalling to me and so inconsistent with my own moral values that I didn't think God could forgive me, and I certainly couldn't forgive myself. That's when I got on my knees and said, God, help me. I can't do this. You're going to have to help me make something out of my life. And I asked him to make me sick at the thought of alcohol and drugs and give me a new perspective on life. And you know what? It worked. And here I am, 40 years this month later, doing what he asked me to do as I said, I'll do whatever if you just change my life. And he did whatever. Now, it doesn't mean life gets perfect. There are still struggles, as you will hear about the this upcoming speakers that eventually will be part of the Public Speakers Association. I just know it. But they, too, have faced tragedy, have faced horrendous things, and decided, no, I'm not going to end my life. I was given life. I survived this thing. Doggone it. I'm going to make something out of it, and I'm going to change other people's lives and give them hope because I've made it through this for whatever reason. That's the question I want you all to ask yourself. For what purpose have you survived all the things you have survived? I'm telling you what it is. It is to be a blessing to others. It is to be an inspiration to others. And whether you do that by just living your life every day, or you write a book like Jason Breitenfeld has, or Mr. Rocky is doing right now, or you go out and pound the pavement speaking and sharing your story like Dylan Rellinger has and is doing now, or you just, you know, change the world in other ways, like Dr. Eric Anderson. He's a psychologist, and he is just plugging along, and there's just so many things, and I'm going to tell you these stories now about what these guys have done. I gave my life to God and said, take me, and now it's been all these years later, and little by little, day by day, you meet people that just blow me away, and it was probably, I don't know, Jason would have to tell me how many years ago I met him, but I was working at the job center. See, I got that whole thing was a miracle in itself. I just couldn't hardly get through high school, but I decided that I wanted to follow my passion of helping people, and I graduated from undergrad and grad school, you know, with a 3.7. That's a God thing. I'm here to tell you, it does work. Well, I eventually got a job at the job center working for the state of Wisconsin, and Jason Breitenfeld is the first of my six speakers that I met, along with Dr. Anderson. I'll tell you about him in a minute, but Jason needed an internship. So he came and asked me at the job center if he could be my intern. He did a great job, loved him, caught on quickly. He just did a wonderful job working with my people. And then he left. We lost track of each other until Facebook came along. And I learned about Jason again. And I started to follow Jason. And I'm seeing these horrible things. He had this terrible accident. He was driving a safe ride home vehicle. Get that. Safe ride home vehicle. For people who were going out getting drunk and were at least responsible enough to get in a vehicle that someone else was driving. Jason was driving these folks home on a snowy night in Wisconsin. And he had just dropped some folks off, was heading back to get some others, and a van came straight at him across the center line, hit him nearly head on, pushed the front of his vehicle all the way up to the seat where he was sitting, along with his legs. His foot pedal, gas pedal, was on the seat. You can imagine what his leg looked like. And 3 hours later, before he was finally airlifted to a hospital, where he laid for 30 days, surgery after surgery, his one leg was just hanging there. The other leg had hundreds of stitches. He was a complete and total mess. They didn't think he was going to live. As a matter of fact, he didn't live. He actually died on the operating table. And when he passed into heaven, he saw his family members there, beautiful, didn't want to come back. And they said, no, it's not time. Your time isn't yet. go back there, do what you're supposed to do. Your family needs you. The world needs you. And they were right. People need to hear Jason Breitenfeld's story because it's compelling. He didn't give up. He came home in a wheelchair. His wife had to do everything for him, and it took him months and months, and now years. It's been 3 years. Jason still walks with a cane. He's waiting for eventually another hip replacement as this one will wear out. But what has he done? Did he sit on his pity pot and feel sorry for himself? Probably some days he did. But what Jason has done is he's taken that story. In 6 months after he came out of the hospital, he went up to the program we have in Wisconsin. It's called the, it's a reintegration type program called Restorative Justice. And Jason went up there and volunteered to talk to these first time drunk drivers to let them know the impact that driving drunk has on families. Very compelling. He's changed a lot of lives, and there's a lot of folks not driving drunk because Jason shared his story. When I saw what he was doing on Facebook, I said, Jason, you need to write a book. Oh, I don't know how to write, and it's going to cost $100,000. And I'm like, no, you just talk to me. So if you go on my webpage, you're going to find her on YouTube, the Jason Breitenfeld on my Faucet of Hope show. Once I heard Jason speak, this is a no-brainer. Just talk to me and your book will be written. Jason started last September writing his book. He had his book signing the end of March this year. So just a few months, and his book, The Dangers of Drinking and Driving, the Jason Breitenfeld story, is out there. Amazing. Please look him up. We're having an event on October 22nd that all these people are going to be speaking on. And we decided we're going to go ahead and offer it online too, so you folks that are from wherever don't miss it. It's going to be live in Wausau. But Jason was an amazing influence to me to just keep reaching out. And then next thing I know, Mr. Rocky comes knocking on my door. Mr. Rocky was my stepson's mentor when he was in elementary school. Mr. Rocky is a Southeast Asian man who was hired in the school district to kind of help these little gangster wannabes in elementary school, I hate to put it that way. But some of these naughty boys would turn them in a positive direction before it was too late. But he not only worked with those Hmong kids, he worked with anybody and everybody, and he made such an incredible difference that you can only imagine how we all felt when we heard of his horrible ordeal when he was over at a friend's house waiting to go to play in a competition football game. And the next thing he knew, he'd been sleeping. The next thing he knew, he's dreaming, seeing his grandfather, seeing Jesus, and then he wakes up to get well balloons. What in the world? What happened was he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And robbers came into this house that were not expecting anyone to be there because they were supposed to be somewhere else. And they beat him so badly that he was in a coma, left for dead for an entire month. He was in this coma, had no idea, woke up, could not use one half of his body, had no idea where he was and where do you go from there. It was a horrible thing. So he got shipped off to a rehab center in Milwaukee, away from his family, devastating time. But the people there, the Faucets of Hope that Mr. Rocky met at that rehab center, changed his life, along with a lot of the other kids at that school. His story is so compelling. He's got a half a dozen different books because he's got so many sections of his life that would make a book in themselves. But here he is, years later, 10 years later, He came out of there. They said he'd never walk. And he literally walked for 8 years, refused to use a car. Dead of winter in Wisconsin, 20 below zero. And here he is walking all the way across town to go to school at the technical college, where he now has got a 2-year associate degree in human services and alcohol and drug services, working with people with AODA issues. And now he's going to be going on to school to get his bachelor's degree. Incredible story. And he shows up at my doorstep one day saying, hey, I'm looking for a job. You helped me with the last resume that got me the job at the school. Can you help me now? Well, we got talking, and I hadn't seen him since his accident, and wow, so amazed. And I'm like, you got to write a book. So the next Friday, we're meeting, talking about him writing his book like I did with Jason, and he's on the road. So the next Friday, he said, can I bring my friend Dylan? So a couple Fridays later, he brings Dylan Rellinger and Yao Yang, who is his pastor. So these two guys show up, and they've got stories. Dylan Rellinger, oh my gosh, young kid, troubled child, troubled family, alcohol, drugs, from the hippies, you know, era, his parents were, he had a chemical imbalance, he had ADD, he got addicted to drugs, and his parents decided they were going to move down to Arizona and leave Dylan behind. He went through some horrible things, bad stuff with family and making bad decisions, found himself in foster care, and it was there he was diagnosed with brain cancer. And he has struggled these last 8 years to come back from not even being able to do anything, nothing for himself. Couldn't feed himself, walk, talk. You know, even his most personal things had to be done by someone else in those early days. But Dylan also went to that human service program, the same one that Jason and Rocky went to. He's now in the marketing department in going to school, and he is our marketing coordinator for our event coming up. His story also is just amazing. He still struggles. He still has difficult times, like all of these men do, because the effects of those accidents and those illnesses change their lives in negative ways. But now they are faucets of hope that I am telling you are going to save not just a few lives, hundreds of thousands, millions probably of lives, depending on how long the earth's going to be here. They're going to change the world without a doubt in my mind. Eric Anderson is kind of the glue that pulls the first group of us together, because Eric Anderson's the one that started the human services program out at the technical college. He's a psychologist who also has a private practice, but he had a vision to start a program where people could get really quality education with an associate degree. And I'm telling you, the quality of that, with my graduate classes, the same book that I had in my master's degree program in graduate school for being a counselor. So this is a really high quality program that Mr. Rocky and Jason Breitenfeld also graduated from. But he worked there for, I don't know, 15 years, something like that. And he was developing his equine therapy program through his business up in Merrill, Wisconsin. And he was training his horses, and one day his daughter came over and he put the wrong saddle on his horse just to give her the good one, but he didn't cinch it up tight enough. And this is a huge horse like a Clydesdale. He found himself sliding off the horse and falling underneath the horse. The horse was startled, jumped up, and trampled him nearly to death, causing a severe brain injury, leaving him to a point where he can't remember things right now. Living life is so difficult. It is such a struggle. He was not able to continue his job at the technical school is great difficulty. But what turned out is that I got connected with him by happenstance. And so I am now working up at his clinic again, helping him. My goal is to get Eric on this speaking circuit because he's amazing. And now as a psychologist talking about what it's like for him as a professional. I mean, he's counseled people. He's taught people about traumatic brain injury for his entire career. Now he's living it. What a different perspective that he's got, and he can give other people as he's learned about the functioning of the brain and the things that it causes and things that he never knew, I never knew, like a brain injury can cause your body to quit producing cortisol. That's an important thing that helps you deal with stress and energy. But who knew that? I didn't. He's learned a lot, and his story is powerful. He's just getting started sharing it. He's a very private man, so this is hard, and I really appreciate his willingness. But he found it very rewarding when he shared at a prison earlier this year and really made a difference to those inmates. So I'm really grateful that Dr. Eric Anderson is going to be joining us on October 22nd for that whole day summit that we will all be sharing on. And the last person that Mr. Rocky brought to us, who has I can't even tell you how he has changed my life and my husband, it's Mr. Yao Yang. He is also a pastor now. But his trauma and tragedy came in Iraq when he was sent to Iraq after joining the military, and for his entire deployment there, day after day, week after week, would see just missing deaths over and over and over again, where people were literally being blown up all around him. Watching his friends die, watching his comrades just cease to exist. So he made a bargain with God and said, God, if you get me home safe, I will do whatever you ask of me. He got home safe. He went to school. He got a degree in education. He started teaching. He went on to get a master's in education. He became a school principal. Now he's a Hmong liaison in our community that has lots of things going on here. He also felt called to start a interracial, multicultural church. And that's where he has now become my pastor and has overcome the post-traumatic stress he went through by the grace of God. And that's his message, is a message of grace and hope for the future. This church is just amazing. He's an amazing individual with such a sensitivity to help others become the best they can be. And we've all been impacted by that. So this is the team of Faucets of Hope that I want to introduce to the world on October 22nd. So if you can't drive up to Wausau, Wisconsin in person, please tune in. You can go to my website at Faucets of Hope, FAUCETHOPE, faucetofhope.com, and sign up to get registered. There's a little survey, and just click on the one where you will attend via the internet so I know who's going to be where. So I don't have to feed you if you're calling in, right? Don't plan on that. If I didn't say that in the application part, I'm not sending you food, okay? But I would love to have everybody come and listen to these men. The calendar, the schedule there, so you'll see who's speaking when. This is going to be a life-changing, world-changing event, because none of us are going to stop until our last breath, doing everything we can to make a difference in the world and to give people that help. The opportunity through our organization, giving them the praise and the encouragement that they need to take that tragedy and turn it into hope. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. thank Tanya Hoffman and the Public Speakers Association for giving us this venue month after month to reach a worldwide audience, and then to record it for us and give it to us so we can put it on our website and you can hear these tremendous stories over and over again. We will be recording our events on October 22nd and will eventually begin playing that again. But I really would love to have you at that live event. And I'm just so grateful that I've met these incredible stories, including the speakers that were on the Speakers Association today. It was wonderful. So go to that website too, the publicspeakersassociation.com, and look up those summits and the upcoming summits. And I'm also so grateful for all of the sponsors that have helped us in doing our events. So again, once you go to my webpage, take a look at everybody who helps us get to these points, our faucets of hope, because we can't do this alone. We need one another. And I love that about all of our speakers. And I love you, Tanya Hoffman, for giving us this chance. And I'm passing it back to you. So